Hi, Dave. Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be talking with you. I'm so excited to bring Smoke and Mirrors to Ireland in March.
A proud New Yorker, yes?
Yes. I mean, from the Midwest by birth, but as I'm any New Yorker, the greatest city.
You describe yourself and that wonderful scream opening when you walked into the room and the other queens were there. You didn't just blow the audience away, you blew them away as well. They didn't know what they were about to be hit with over the coming episodes of Drag Race.
They were terrified.
They were terrified. You described yourself as a bald, fashion-y, artistic, weird queen who tells stories through drag. That's pretty accurate, isn't it?
Mostly still true, yeah.
When it comes to Smoke and Mirrors at Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, by the way, if it's your first time in Ireland and your first time in that venue, you're in for such a treat. What can we expect on your first One Queen Theatre tour coming to Dublin?
Well, I think people who fell in love with my lip-syncing style on RuPaul's Drag Race will be very, very happy. This show is really, it's a very true drag show in many ways. There are lip-syncing performances, storytelling about my life. There are costume reveals and gags and drama. But there's also, as I promised to RuPaul way back when, there's like an intensity to the artistry of it. I really put preparation and work and rehearsals into creating something kind of new and over the top on stage with drag. So I've been experimenting a lot with video projections and projection mapping, and I've created and designed videos that run together with the performances that kind of add to what I'm doing on stage. When I explode into rose petals, they get replicated all over the entire stage. I become my own backup dancer, transform into a tree, disappear into a poop of smoke. All the technology of the video just adds to the magic of the drag. Drag is always kind of technology as magic.
But of course, it's got to come from an amazing choreographic mind, which is what you have. You're very lucky in that.
Thank you. Well, I love like planning everything. I'm an over-planner, so it's the perfect genre for me.
I'm glad you mentioned the rose petals, and I'm so glad they're going to be there. I'm bursting for this show myself. Because part one, and I'm sure you know where I'm going with this, of your lip sync for The Crown had me, and I'm sure everybody else that was watching, in absolute tears. Whitney's So Emotional, which I played on the radio a few minutes ago in advance of chatting to you. You executed something, Sasha, never before seen on Drag Race. You whipped off your wig, the petals fell out, and you exposed, and I mean that in every sense of the word, the beauty of being bald.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. It's a great description of So Emotional. Yeah, you know, I think that a drag lip sync is a place to make a statement and to show your heart, to show all of your beautiful emotions and your raw humanity through pop music. What could be more perfect?
The symbolism, the raw emotion, you said it. Unbelievable. Your biggest fan, I presume, is it still Papa Velour?
Oh my gosh, of course. Papa Velour has literally flown across the world to come see me perform. Honestly, he was always a supportive father who always took time to come and see me in whatever I was doing, even really terrible things, I must say. The fact that he has embraced my drag, he's teaching about drag now as part of his history courses. He's a professor of Russian history and the history, comparative city, urban history. And he's using drag now as a model for revolution. Sounds almost as crazy as I did on RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's amazing. Your dad, of course, who we met at the final of season 9, and your late mother, your inspiration.
Yes, very much so. I try to always keep a part of her in my drag. Certainly, my bald head is a reflection of her strength in being confidently, publicly bald at the time when she was going through chemotherapy. That continues to be a part of my drag. But in other less obvious ways, I try to channel her spirit of warmth and generosity and honesty on stage. She taught me what it means to be a powerful woman in every sense of the word.
And you know, I think if Mama Velour was watching that final, to see Lady Gaga as a judge early on and then a message from Katy Perry to say, I love you. I mean, that's just unbelievable. Pride for a mother and your dad there as well. Incredible.
Oh my gosh. She would be worried about all the crazy things I'm up to, but so proud of of how I've like fought to make my dreams come true, for sure.
How do you stay grounded? Because you don't sound like you have a massive ego. Yes, you're the queen, but you don't have an ego.
I'm racked with insecurity and self-doubt, which is not necessarily a good thing, but it definitely does keep you in check. So I think I'm my own harshest critic artistically. I could keep fussing with things until the last minute. It's good that we have this tour coming up. I would just endlessly perfect Smoke and Mirrors. But I think that's part of how I keep a good head about me. Also, I surround myself with the best quality people. I've met so many amazing friends and collaborators through doing drag, people who weren't necessarily like, didn't necessarily know what they needed to be doing professionally, and have found, we've all kind of found our way. And they keep me grounded, for sure. And they, when I'm too deep in the self-critique, they always like remind me that I've got something worth showing people and that I have to keep fighting and pushing on.
You survived the bitchiness of the nastier queens on season 9, and it was water off a queen duck's back, which I really appreciated watching you as well.
Yes, as the great Jinx Monsoon said. Thankfully, season 9 wasn't too evil. In fact, I think some of the fans were sad that we weren't a little more evil with each other. But when I reflect on my time filming RuPaul's Drag Race, it is gloriously kumbaya, as we say. And that is how I like my drag to be.
You know what? Don't be a drag. Be a queen. We are so looking forward to welcoming you as only the Irish can. March 11th, Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, Smoke and Mirrors. Sacha Velour, it's been an honour.
Oh, the honour has been mine. Thank you so much, Dave.